Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Well sites for energy production take a big chunk out of the boreal forest. Each well site can be half a hectare or more in size. And even after several decades, you're more likely to find grass than trees on reclaimed well sites. For the past 5 years, forest ecologist Dr. Terry Osco has been researching ways to improve reclamation technology.
What we have been finding is that well sites that are constructed with the soil stripped seem to come back slower in terms of natural regeneration or natural regrowth than sites that don't have the topsoil stripped. However, there's a complicating factor, and that is the woody debris that's left over. The timber is salvaged from the site before the well site is constructed, but there still remains woody debris in terms of slash, limbs, and tops of the trees. In some cases, that material is mulched. In other cases, it's left whole. But in either case, if there's too much of it, then it insulates the soil and interferes with natural regrowth.
Dr. Terry Osco will publish in 2008 a manual listing better industrial practices to ensure reclaimed well sites grow back to productive forest. Thanks today to the NSERC Industrial Chair in Integrated Landscape Management. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.